Also, probably to look at our core values, we have four thematic areas. We have four integrated approach areas that we focus on during our implementation, which is in accordance with the global and the national priorities within the country structures in Uganda and also at the global level, in accordance with the strategic development goals, Agenda 2030. Our core values are four. One is HIV and AIDS. Two is sexual reproductive health and rights among young people. Our third thematic area is maternal and child health. Then finally, harm reduction.
Do you know that non-governmental organizations are working ceaselessly to make the world a better place?
We see a future where young people are connected and are together as agents of change.
Making the dream of children living in undeserved communities.
I am well known for championing children's right to education.
Poverty alleviation, humanitarian aid.
Where every child, regardless of your geographical location,
healthcare,
socioeconomic status or religious background, will have access to quality education.
We are concerned about people's health and livelihood.
Leadership development and community development.
Yes, NGOs are working for the sustainability of all, especially the less privileged. Yes. Their voice deserves to be heard. NGO Podcast is the voice of NGOs. I am Jimon Oluwatobishegun. Stay tuned. Welcome, wonderful listener, to the sixth episode of NGO Podcast. This is the podcast where we are simply working towards bringing the world non-government organizations to limelight. I am Jimon Oluwatobishegun. You can simply call me JOS. Some years ago, there is a sudden outbreak of HIV/AIDS in Africa. While the rate of infected individuals has been drastically reduced in some parts of Africa, yet some parts are still suffering from the high rate of infected individuals in their country. On this episode, we will be traveling digitally to a country in the eastern part of the African continent, talking about Uganda. You will be listening to the voice of Bure Moses, the executive director of Peer to Peer Uganda, a Ugandan-based non-government organization which focuses on reducing the rate of HIV/AIDS infection among young people of ages 12 to 30 years in the rural communities of Uganda.
Basically, I'm Bure Moses. I'm from Uganda. I work with an organization called Peer to Peer Uganda. And I happen to be the executive director, or in simple terms, in our youthful language, we say team leader, and I'm the founder. Give you a simple snapshot about what the organization is all about. Peer to Peer Uganda is a youth-led organization that started in 2013, and we as an organization, we have a very simple and clear vision. It's to see young people living responsible livelihood through making informed decisions and life choices. And our mission statement stands to implement interventions related to sexual reproductive health and rights and HIV among young people.
Okay, sir. How does it look like to be a founder of an NGO?
Well, it's a big challenge. A person of my age at 25 is quite a big challenge. You make a couple of mistakes during the way, because basically how I get to start the initiative is to see the lives of young people improved, to make sure that there is empowerment in society. So beyond that, you can realize that you do not have the experience, but you have the passion. And that becomes a very challenging situation where you have to make so many things. You have to, as a team leader, you are always learning new things. As a founder, people expect a lot from you, and they forget that apart from you being a founder of an organization, you're still a young person who's also learning, who still needs guidance. That's the biggest challenge that we tend to face. Yeah, and also when it comes to facing our potential donors and funders, it's a little hard to stand proud and say we can be entrusted with resources of a bigger magnitude to handle projects that can run as big as 10, 15 districts. Reach, be able to target over 1 million young people. So somebody will take out your potential.
Okay, sir. Tell us about your organization. What your organization is meant for, the name, and the world would like to know about your organization, sir.
Well, like I said earlier, I am the founder and team leader of Peer to Peer Uganda. Peer to Peer Uganda is a youth-led organization that was started in 2013. To push you back still on our vision statement is young people living responsible livelihood through making informed decisions and life choices. which translates into our mission statement, which is to implement strategic behavior change communication interventions that address key issues related to sexual reproductive health and rights and HIV and AIDS for young people. We have very strong values as an organization that we believe in and that we consider as a team. We have the courage of conviction. We have to make sure that every young person who comes and joins the movement has the courage to stay. Is we are a youth event as an organization. A person of my age, I'm the team leader. Our programs manager is a young lady who is just barely 26 years of age. Our advocacy manager is also about 27 years of age. So you get to see that we have a very youthful team, which purely translates into our core values as a team. We also believe in teamwork, where every team member contributes equal opportunities. They're exposed to equal opportunities, and they also deliver equally like any other member, irrespective of your position within the organization structures. We also have equity and justice. This also dwells within the teamwork core value that I've been talking about. Every member's opinion and value has to be totally respected and also considered. We also have honesty and transparency. We as an organization also believe that we need to be very honest and transparent with each other if we are to maintain teamwork and also maintain trust within our members. And lastly, we believe in independency, where we as an organization, we are independent. We are non-religious, non-political, and non-partisan. Yes. Also, probably to look at our core values, we have four thematic areas. We have four integrated approach areas that we focus on during our implementation, which is in accordance with the global and the national priorities within the country structures in Uganda and also at the global level, in accordance with the strategic development goals, Agenda 2030. Our core values are four. One is HIV and AIDS. Two is sexual reproductive health and rights among young people. Then our third thematic area is maternal and child health. Then finally, harm reduction.
Awesome. This one is quite impressive to hear from you, Sir Buere Moses. And you may mention that your organization is focusing on sexual reproductive health and rights and HIV/AIDS prevention and awareness. But Moses, what incident influenced you to set up this kind of organization?
Well, you see, as an organization, we are purely backed on a level of health. Our backbone as an organization is health. And our best approach is the peer-to-peer approach, which purely explains who we are as an organization or where we borrowed the name. Now, how did I get to the organization of Uganda for the Arctic areas? Well, me as a person, when I was trying to see how can I help my fellow young people, I said I needed to look for problems that are particularly existing within our context in the country, looking at something that is beyond, that cannot be translated and implemented within our national structures. So try to zero down and try to identify the problems that the young people in our country, in Uganda, face. And we realized that most of the young people are faced with problems of empowerment. And the problems within empowerment are not limited to economic empowerment, but they transcend through health, where we are having so many young people dropping out of schools because of teenage pregnancy, where young people, you get to see that in the past, Uganda has been facing with a very big problem of HIV and AIDS. And with the help of the government, HIV had been fought pretty much. But unfortunately, we get to see that our efforts are being are no longer as effective as they were. So in the process, HIV among young people and adolescents, to be specific, has been on the rise. So this is some of the reason that I say I think we as an organization, we need to put our focus on specifically young people and also tailor-making interventions to adolescents in the line of HIV. And also sexual reproductive.
From the organization's profile, to be specific, in the paragraph 2 of the yes. About Us page of the official website of the organization, it is stated clear and bold that peer-to-peer Uganda equips young people and inspires them from ages 12 to 30 years in Uganda with high-quality, high-impact and gender-sensitive sexual and reproductive health and right information, and even lots more. But Sir Moses, why do you limit your impartation to this age? I mean, 12 to 30 years of age. Yes. Why?
You know, like When you're doing anything that you want to put out there, you must have a purpose why you're doing it. And when you have a purpose, you must set a target. Now, this is exactly why we as Peer to Peer Uganda, we decided that, come on, the problem, we know that there is a problem to even people who are older. But the need and the actual problem is within the young people too. But how do we help solve the problem with the greater? Because we see there are so many organizations in Uganda that are working in similar themes that we are. And most of them have been paying most of the attention on the general public, from the pediatrics to the 60, the 80-year-olds. And we never had an organization that would focus more on purely young people. Yeah. That's the reason why me, when I was within school, I said, I think we need to find that we identify organizations that can specifically work with the young people, specifically come up with programs and projects that are targeting the young people, that are using innovative approaches that attract the attention of the young people to start understanding their issues and also feel ownership of this ownership of these projects, so that we can have sustainable results and impact in our projects. In that, if we can empower the young generation, then we are empowering the future of tomorrow.
But most of your program is for rural communities. Why rural communities only? Are they the only ones that are infected by HIV or AIDS? Can you shed more light on this? Why are you focusing on rural communities only, sir?
And now you get to see that, like I said, we need to have a vision. Every single person needs to have a vision. Now, for me, I go to see that so many of the organizations are avoiding to go in the hard-to-reach places because of the challenge of resources. If you are to go to an adequately service, one, for first and foremost, is these communities are hard-to-reach. They are difficult. They are located very, very far from towns. So it means to access such communities, you need money. You need to have a lot of resources. Yeah. You will hire staff who do not want to go and work up country. It means you are limited in people. Yes. So you are limited in terms of people who have interest in buying to go. They claim to have interest in working with young people or with working people with people who are suffering from a particular problem. But when you forward them to these hard-to-reach communities, most of them resign. So me, I sat and I said, okay, now, I think I've realized there are a number of organizations that are reaching young people directly within urban centers. But is there an organization that is reaching the young people in rural communities? And the answer was no. I said, now, where is the problem? Many people are saying, you see, the rural communities have a challenge of most of these communities are still backward. They are still, you know, having that perception, the rural communities. And when we are looking at communities within towns, we purely focus on inadequately served communities. Those are slums and basically slums within urban centers. But our major focus are the rural communities. We have so many challenges, but, you know, this is passion and this is the reason why I'm here. So we are ready to go.
But your area of specialism as an organization is quite wide. And you have implemented a lot of projects, to say the fact. But Moses, how have you been moving on for your project, and how do you get funds to implement your projects you've implemented so far, sir?
Thank you very much. When you look at the earlier question that I was answering, I remember earlier, people don't easily trust you with resources, because sometimes people think you do not have the capacity. When I woke up and I said, we are going to reach the young people, with or without funds. But what we need is, to us as an organization, our biggest resource envelope is passion.
Okay.
Every young person who comes to work with us has to have passion. So for us, the biggest resource we have is passion. Because if we have passion, we can go beyond boundaries. We can go beyond borders to reach our target audience. Because if you have passion, then it means you're willing to volunteer. So it means me as an individual, in terms of resource mobilization, we are able to raise some little funds from our board of directors, vision of $100 minimum per board member. And now this little resource envelope helps handle things like transport. You know, when we want to come up with IEC materials, advocacy materials that we can use to express messages, is we work with partners who have already produced some of these materials. We help in terms of disseminating the content. And also our another approach in terms of resource mobilization has been strategic partnerships. Because we know we do not have the big resource envelope, we partner with organizations that we know have impact. and can help build our capacity. So in the process is we build trust, and later on some of these big organizations refer us or refer their donors to us. And their donors are willing to work with us because we have backing from their major partners who they have been working with for some time. So these major partners become like our mentors, so they help us build systems and structures within the organization. How best can we implement these activities? And in the process, we are growing as an organization, and we have been able to impact on lives of over 500,000 young people as we speak.
Wow, awesome. Despite the fact that your organization has played a role, a significant role indeed, in changing the lives of over 500,000 people in rural communities of Uganda, and you still have a goal of reaching over a million young people in the next 5 years. But sir, how visible and achievable is this your goal, reaching out to over 1 million young people in Uganda?
Our goal as an organization is very ambitious, and we know it. And very many people kept saying that, how are you going to pull it off with limited resources? We believe that everything is possible. It all starts with a vision. It all starts with a dream. And it starts with the first step. We started moving. In 2013, we started moving. When we started, we were just a mere team of three people in 2013 who started working. But as I speak, Peer-to-Peer Uganda, the organization, is fully working with 50 well-capacitated volunteers who are working with us on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, depending on how available they are to commit their time. We know that 1 million young people is quite an ambitious target.
Yeah.
But it's very possible. We have organizations that have reached and targeted and have reached over 5 million, 10 million people. Uganda has a population of over 34 million. Then if we are only reaching 1 million, then we've done a lot. It seems like our financial target is very big.
Yeah.
But when you translate it to the general population within the country,
it's very small.
It's just like around 1 or 2% of the total population.
Yes.
Young people below 30 years make 78% of our total population. Imagine that. You get it.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yes.
Just imagine that. So our 1 million target is an ambitious target, but we are committed all the way.
Yeah. Awesome. Your projects, ranging from Tuliwamu Nawe, not static, and the Good Earth Initiative, has been a wonderful project so far. But sir, are you the only one carrying out this project, or you have paid workers in your organization?
What happens is within the organization structures, like I said, we have a niche of resources.
Yeah.
So what we do is our staff don't earn a salary, unfortunately, which hurts me every single day. But they wake up every morning and they are in office by 7:30 a.m. and they are leaving by 5, but none of them is earning a salary, yet they are committing most of their time to mission. So what we did is, however much these people are volunteering with us, I managed to make sure that I raise some little money that we use to give them in terms of stampings. Yeah, we have a team of 9 who do the day-to-day work, and we have 2 branches. We have 1 branch in the capital, Kampala, which is our new branch, but we haven't started putting it on our website because we still wanted to have proper structure.
Okay.
Very soon it will be up.
Yeah.
And also we have our second branch in Jinja, which is our head office.
Okay.
Jinja is about 86 kilometers from the capital, Kampala. So in terms of the projects, like you asked, how do we manage to implement these projects? For example, now when you look at, I'm not a statistic campaign. This is an in-house resource mobilized campaign. The organization itself, Peer-to-Peer Uganda as an organization, we raise resources.
Okay.
Individually, member, the board contributes. There are minimum $100 per annum. But even we have well-wishers who also contribute. So in the process is we have an in-house, I'm not a statistic campaign, which is more of an awareness campaign, and it runs within media. Its focus is media, print media, audio media, media, visual media, magazine templates, social media, Facebook, Twitter, on all our social media platforms, we run this campaign. So it means this campaign specifically needs you to have internet connectivity. So within some of the projects, they finance things like internet for office, paying administrative costs like utility bills, water, electricity, security within the office premises. And that's how we managed to pull off that project. Now, under My Voice, My Rights project, which is also a very new project that just started recently, we are implementing it with our Restless Development and under the Uganda office. So that's how we managed to come on board and be able to pull it off.
Awesome, 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 sir. The organization is doing a great job in Uganda. Yes. But are you limited to Uganda only?
Thank you very much. For now, as an organization, we are limited within the country boundaries.
Okay.
Like I said, we have a challenge with resources. We have a challenge with funding. You know, a person to give you good funding, they will first say, please, can you tell us who was funding you previously? And sometimes even laugh it off. But as an organization, we are operating within the country structures in the meantime. And we believe with time, we shall be able to spread our wings into other communities and other neighboring countries as far as Kenya, Tanzania, Burundi, South Sudan, you know, within the East African community.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
for
yeah.
Now, we don't eat more than what we can chew. So for now, we are working within Uganda.
Awesome, awesome. But Sir Moses, you hold a bachelor degree from Makerere University in Kampala, Uganda. But why don't you go for a paid job instead of running a non-profit organization?
It all goes back to passion. So many people ask me that question. Many people sometimes say, but how come, you know, you invested all this time to go to school and you're not earning a salary for what you learned? But let me tell you, in the past I used to do music. I was a professional songwriter.
Wow.
Who didn't go to school to learn how to write music. But I learned how to write music from one of my mentors who has been a legendary songwriter in the country, who's called Silver Chagulanyi.
Awesome.
Now I was being paid to write music. I was being paid to do backup vocals for artists in studio. But I later realized that I had something within me that I had never achieved. And luckily enough, I started working with simple, small organizations within the country structures. And in the process, that's how when I was volunteering with some of these organizations, that's how I started realizing that I think I had a better job to do in giving back to community than pursuing my other job, my day job. When I finished my A-level studies, my dad told me, please, my son, since you love music and you're doing pretty well, music is even paying you before you even go a big stage with your life. Yeah. Why don't you go to university and do a bachelor's degree in music? Music, dance, and drama, MDD. I told my dad, I don't think music and dance and drama is... I've already started doing some charity, and I think I'm falling in love with this passion. When I'm going to the university, I'm going to pursue a course that is going to help me become a professional within my social works.
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up pursuing a bachelor's degree in adult and community development from Makerere University. And ever since that day, I used my experience and my skills that I attained during my three-year bachelor's degree at Makerere University. And that is what I'm using to make my organization as professional to attach to your passion to have impact. So I needed the skill. I needed the degree to be able to translate my dream into reality.
Wow, awesome. That's quite impressive. Tosa, it's been a while you set up this organization. Please share with my listeners the challenges you faced at the earlier stage of your organization.
Like I can say is, we haven't done much. There is a lot to be done, but we shall not say that we have not played our part so far. There is still a big job to be done, but there is still more to be done. We currently, you know, my organization is not as big as people may imagine.
Yeah.
So it means we still face challenges like any other small organization.
Yeah.
One is my age is a disservice to myself. Because sometimes I cannot convince some particular donors to give us money to do the work.
Yeah.
Because of my age.
Yeah.
So it means when you start something at a tender age, that becomes a challenge to you as an individual. That is one of the challenges. The second challenge is you're always limited by resources. You know, we young people are very innovative. We have so many ideas that we want to put, but sometimes you cannot put these ideas out there because you don't have resources. So sometimes some of these great ideas that you want to incorporate within your programs that are dying out slowly by slowly because you don't have resources to run and invest in such ideas that you want to put forward to create sustainable communities.
And what are the possible means of reaching you or the organization for official discourse only, in case a women listener might want to sponsor or have a special discourse with you as a funder, sir?
Thank you very much. One can be able to support our cause. One can be able to support our projects. You can support a project. You can support one of us salary. You can support us probably by connecting us to a donor. Probably you can support us by contributing what you can give. And it doesn't matter. One is able to reach out there. So one can be able to reach us through our website. That is www.peertopeeruganda.org, which is www.peertopeeruganda.org. peertopeeruganda.org. When you go on our website, there is a lot of information about us, our official email, our physical address, and the projects that we are running. However, if you don't want to use that channel, you can also be able to send us an official email under info@peertopeeruganda.org. info@peertopeeruganda.org, info@peertopeeruganda.org, or you can reach me. Actually, even our organization is on social media. We on Facebook. You search for Peer to Peer Uganda. We on Twitter @peertopeerug, or you can reach me as an individual at Moses Naya. Moses Naya is MozesNaya. That is on Twitter. But my usernames are Peter Moses on Twitter. But my user tag is at Moses Naya. I'm also on Facebook, Pire Moses, on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram, Pire Moses. And yes, I believe so far that's the way you can reach us.
But before you go, sir, any lasting word from you to our highly esteemed listener?
Well, my last word and communication to the rest of the listeners and the team at podcast, I think I want to say is thank you very much for the opportunity, and thank you very much for recognizing us that we are something beyond borders. We may not be physically in other countries, but if our message, our advocacy message, and our works are being watched online and through our different media platforms, social media and the website, we are very excited. I'm very honored. I believe that we can always work together in any way, anyhow, and I'm very happy. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and the listeners, please, let's continue listening to the podcast.
Oh, thank you very much, sir, for coming through. Sir Moses Brewery, all the way from Uganda, I value and celebrate you dearly. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
What an amazing and educative section there with Sir Buere Moses, all the way from Uganda. Oh, it's time for me to go for the opportunity update section. And without a further ado, we have to jump on the opportunity update section boat now, as the opportunity man is here, Winston Amira. It's time for opportunity update. I will join you at the other side. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Opportunity man, let's do this.
Hey, it's time for opportunity update. Opportunity update on NGO Podcast Show. Stay tuned.
Hello there, and welcome to the Opportunity Update Corner on NGO Podcast Show. My name is Seifun Adebote, and this week on this episode, I have just one update on my desk. For NGOs focused on HIV/AIDS related issues, so if your NGO is one that addresses HIV related issues, then this is an opportunity for you. AIDS Fund is seeking for application to offer grants for short, innovative, and promising projects that are related to HIV/AIDS. To be sure, if you qualify for this, here per the criteria. Funding will only be provided to registered organization. The organization must have strong track record. Please note that this grant is not for individuals. So if your NGO suits into this, visit the website www.aidsfund.nl. I'm going to spell that for you. That is www.aidsfund.nl. And just before I go, I will leave you with these four essential qualities for a modern NGO professional. The first is, you must be an effective communicator. Secondly, you should have your eyes on the goal. Third, you should inspire and empower. And lastly, take initiatives. With this, I come to the end of the Opportunity Update Corner on the NGO Podcast Show. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Sheyi Fumi Adepote. We'll do this again. Till then, stay alive.
Welcome back from the Opportunity Update Corner there. I hope you are updated with the latest happening in the world of NGO. And we are drawing curtain on to this episode. But before I go, I would like to give out the possible means of reaching the Peer-to-Peer Uganda organization. In case you have any official discussion with them, or you want to sponsor or volunteer for the organization. Peer-to-Peer Uganda can be reached via this website, peertopeeruganda.org. I spell it as peertopeeruganda.org. peertopeeruganda.org. Reach them via their official email, info@peertopeeruganda.org. You can reach them on Facebook, they are Peer-to-Peer Uganda. On Twitter, follow them, they are Peer-to-Peer UG. And I'm going for today. I remain your host. I am Jimo Oluwatobisegun. You can simply call me DOS. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Also, we are NGO Podcast Show. Follow us on Twitter at NGO Podcast Show. And before I go, I leave you with this. Don't forget, you have a vital role to play in the human race. Government cannot do it all for you. Be ready to do yours. Stay fresh, remain blessed. Peace.